The millennial generation is many things, more likely, say, to stream music online than tune into the radio. But they're also the generation that has contributed to climate change the least, but will be impacted the most. And some of them are outraged.
I've witnessed shifting and altered seasons in Sitka and the effects that has on herring, cedar, and the community that depends on it.
And organized.
We have a chance, as the newest voters, the newest leaders, and the newest citizens of our country to change that.
Sitka High student Ella Lubin stands at a podium in front of the Sitka Courthouse as the sun sets. She's one of six speakers, addressing the crowd of 100 in solidarity with Juliana versus the United States. The 21 youth plaintiffs are alleging that the government failed to curtail fossil fuel emissions and protect natural resources in public trust, violating the youngest generation's rights to life, liberty, and property. The claims bring a whole generation into the fray of climate litigation as change to the planet knocks on the door. That's certainly true for Alexis Rexford, a Mount Edgecombe student from Gamble with a front row seat to melting sea ice.
This not only affects marine and wildlife, but it significantly impacts our subsistence ways of life that we have lived for time immemorial.
And rather than expect communities to adapt, these youth want something bolder. They want the government to adopt a science-based recovery plan that reduces carbon emissions. Pacific High student Killian DeTemple told the crowd, quote, "The current predicament is not born of plastic straws and car combustion engines.
Those contributing most to the state of our world are not those in our homes and daily lives, but those in corporate offices and executive meetings. It is these people who bleed the byproduct of their profit into our oceans and waterways, suffocate our atmosphere with their carbon haze, and pretend like they care while doing all of it. As individuals, our voice may not always feel heard, and to corporations even less so. But this cannot stop us."
DeTemple plans to go into conservation as a career after graduating in the spring. The words of the youth stirred Sitkin Richard Nelson to tears. Nelson is a longtime environmental activist and one of the speakers at Monday's events.
Not crying out of sadness, crying out of joy, crying out of hope. And that's what all these young faces give to us older faces, I think. What I found as I grew older was that the antidote to the pain I was feeling was action.
After the speeches, the group took pictures. One was a standard group shot, but instead of saying cheese,
you'll say, "Let's adopt a science-based climate recovery plan."
And the other photo took its cue from the Alaskan environment, a musk oxen defense circle. Here's what that looks like. When musk oxen are facing a predator, the adults form a circle around the children. Adult organizer Doug Osborne told attendees to follow suit. Those under 21 gathered on the lawn and introduced themselves to one another.
Ella?
What's your name?
Angelina.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
While the adults surrounded them, and a picture was taken.
Stop the science-based recovery!
The image, which Osborne plans to send to the nonprofit 350.org, is one he wishes United States leadership would emulate in real life.
We're not circling up around our young people. We're kind of doing the opposite of the muskox. So for a moment, I wanted these young people to see what it would be like to be surrounded in a very positive, protective sort of circle, which is how it should be.
Of the 21 plaintiffs in Juliana versus the United States, there is one Alaskan, Nathan Baring of Fairbanks. While he was not at the Sitka event, Osborne hopes he sees the musk oxen photo, so he knows a group of youth in Sitka are rooting for a case that concerns all of them. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.